The games of the Summer Olympiad are closing. How will we ever survive? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. A big hour planned. Our guest this hour is John Walsh from The Hunt on CNN. You know John all those years on Fox, America's Most Wanted. How many bad guys did they end up catching? Hundreds over the years. And now John anchors The Hunt on CNN. They are beginning their third season. And if you don't know John's personal story, because I think a lot of younger people just think, oh, that's that guy on TV that, tries to catch the crooks. Well, his perspective is so unique because he went through something that not many people at all can understand. If you don't know the story of John Walsh, back in 1981, his young son Adam was abducted and eventually decapitated. And that is what spurred John to leave the life of a hotel developer in South Florida. He was building tons of buildings and hotels and such to become America's ultimate crime fighter. And all these years later, his work continues. So we will talk with John Walsh. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Star Trek Beyond. Then the question once again, to anti-back or not to anti-back. Are we killing too many good bacteria? Bacteria can be your friend. And then, how about this for bacteria? You're in your backyard, you're having a nice birthday party for your kid, and all of a sudden you're thinking it's raining. Now, that's not rain. It's brown. Uh-oh. That's right. The plane that flew over the party decided to do a bit of a discharge. And so you had a you-know-what storm all over your kid's party. We'll have the story. Then a stoner's to-do list. How would a stoner put together a to-do list? Well, there was a person who was arrested. They got into his house and they saw that he had his to-do list for the day all set and ready to go. We have gotten it. Kate James will be by and we will go through the stoner's to-do list. We start things off this hour with the Summer Olympics coming to a close. Farewell, Rio. It has been fun. Check for mosquito bites as you leave. How much of it did you really watch? Are the Olympics as big as they used to be? Maybe it is because of my age, but I think back to the Olympics when I was a kid and a teenager, and I think Mary Lou Retton, Nadia Comaneci, or Nadia Comaneci, whichever it was, Bruce, yes, there was a Bruce Jenner way back in 1976. It seemed like everybody was watching TV. Everybody knew the Olympic song, da, 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 and Jim McKay on ABC. There's just so much coverage provided by NBC of these games. I was quite sick of these games about 5 days into it because there are events on TV that should just not be on TV. All right, we're to the point where we're watching two kids play catch, and that's an Olympic event. I know it wasn't that bad, but water polo and then the equestrian. I thought equestrian was just jumping over things like steeplechase. All right, that's kind of interesting. Then they had this thing on called presenting. What the hell is presenting? The horse is pretty much just standing still, and every 30 seconds he will flinch a leg. Ooh, look at that. That's a brilliant move. Does the horse get the medal? I don't think so. But these minor events, water polo, table tennis, I don't need to see these things. And one other thing, if you watched a tremendous amount of the coverage, I want you to close your eyes right now. Do you see that bright green? That bright green that was around everything, at every venue. You watched it and it became indelibly dug into your mind. And now every time you close your eyes or you try to sleep, all you see is that Rio 2016 green. Farewell, Olympics. Let's go back in a few years, too, and see what these venues are being used for. They will be sitting there in decay as they are in most cities. The Olympics, let's go back to the days of Mary Lou Retton because they've lost their allure. Stay with us. John Walsh is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Hey, stupid! Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.